When he formed his butler school, Maldwyn Feckles had decided that field trips would be an important part of his students' education. There were cigar stores to visit, china shops, designer clothing showrooms, wine shops, jewelry stores, so many places to go and learn about the finest things money can buy, and of course, how to use and care for them properly. Now, Maldwyn stood with his first class of four students in a crowded, dark, and dusty antique shop in rural New Jersey. Maldwyn sniffed as he glanced around the shop, which turned out to offer mostly a hodgepodge of other people's junk. But after careful exploration, with Maldwyn picking up objects such as silver trays and odd-shaped forks and pointing out their usefulness, he had managed to find several items for purchase that he would put into service at Miss Lydia's apartment. They were now being packaged by the clerk, who seemed to think that everything in the shop was some sort of treasure. "Students," Maldwyn said, pointing to a stack of china dishes. "These should never be stored without a protective pad between each plate. The pad can be made of bubble wrap if need be, but the plates will scratch each other if they're not..." Maldwin's cell phone rang. "Thank God," Blaze thought. "I thought you said cell phones were rude," Vinny Checkers mumbled. He was clearly the troublemaker student. Maldwyn wasn't sure why he had even signed up for the class. He looked like an extra from Greece. "They are rude when they disrupt meals, entertainment, or if the cell phone user insists on carrying on his business in a loud voice on trains, buses, and in other public areas." Maldwyn sniffed as he pulled the phone out of his breast pocket. "Otherwise, they are most handy." "Hello." "What? Oh, my. Another party tonight. We will return to the city at once." He hung up the phone as fear seized his stomach and began a slow gnaw. "What's the matter, Maldwyn?" Albert Kettler asked, his mouth hanging open in a most unbecoming fashion. It had occurred to Maldwyn that he had a constantly befuddled look about him. "We are returning to the city. Miss Lydia is having another party."